Good evening, world. AJ here, bringing you yet another episode of the E1B2 Collective Podcast. I am making a pretty spontaneous episode tonight, this evening, and I'm driving home from a few different things I was doing and picking up some dinner for the wife, and was inspired to share a few thoughts and perspectives. I had a phenomenal day, inspiring day, motivating day, thoughtful day, intriguing day. And one of the consistent themes throughout the day was around the strategic decisions that HR can make to genuinely influence the organization in from a sales team perspective and a sales leadership perspective, and how if you give HR more responsibility to make decisions, to mandate leadership best practices and principles, how I believe it can genuinely help the organization. And frankly, how HR can just really help solve problems and frankly get shit done, pardon my French. Let me give you a couple of different examples. I was talking to a colleague and I was explaining to him how when I was the head of people for an organization years ago, we were having retention issues. And we were having retention issues mainly because the business model that we were in, typically we weren't able to pay these types of individuals very much money. And I was explaining to him how I changed up the industry and the market, and I introduced the first full salary personal trainer position. We paid them $65,000 a year for full benefits, and we guaranteed that for a 2-year contract. And I did that because I wanted to create psychological safety, and I wanted to create enough consistency within their life that they could provide enough consistency to our clientele. By doing that, we had the best trainers in the industry across the board in the DMV. That was a very strategic decision that I made, that I was able to mandate and put in place pretty quickly, and that frankly saved the business model, right? The same can be said for sales leaders. I believe that if sales teams and organizations, when hiring salespeople, were to do two very simple things. Number one, guarantee a 2-year contract when hiring a salesperson. So if you're hiring an account executive, you're hiring a senior business development manager, you're hiring someone to steward and lead your enterprise sales, whatever it's going to be, guarantee them 2 years, whether it's at $150,000 salary, $200,000 salary, whatever it's going to be, guarantee them that salary. Guarantee them that salary and around the same variables of what you would expect them to do anyway, as a sales professional inside the organization. But guarantee it verbally, guarantee it in contract, guarantee it operationally, and watch the psychological safety that it provides to that sales leader. Secondly, make sure that you're providing training and you're giving that sales leader the flexibility and the autonomy to work the deals and to work the cultivations in the way that behooves them, in the ways that are most comfortable for them, right? So by making those two very strategic people and leadership decisions with guaranteeing salary and allowing them to make cold calls if they want to make cold calls, conduct all the business and LinkedIn if they want to do that, have a mixture of email, have a mixture of events, have a mixture of content, whatever it is they want to do to be able to cultivate and generate their success, allowing them to do that. By doing that, in my personal opinion, along with the guaranteed salary, you're putting yourself as an organization in a position to have salespeople that are always feeling psychologically safe. And that's a variable that a lot of organizations cannot say that they have internally, right? And I think when you have more of that psychological safety by guaranteeing salaries, by guaranteeing how they have the freedom of working and being flexible as a sales leader and professional, I guarantee their level of production, their level of creativity, their level of dedication to the organization will scale at a level you won't believe. And I believe HR needs to get involved when thinking about how they are recruiting sales folks, how they're designing benefits and compensation packages, and how leaders are held responsible when leading those salespeople. And that's probably the third variable, which is making sure the leaders of those salespeople genuinely understand how to provide and maintain flexibility within their leadership and communication styles. And these are things that, again, HR typically, in my personal opinion, is not involved in from a leadership and learning and development perspective, a leadership perspective. And again, I'll use the word mandating and expecting these leaders to do that. So just want to share a few examples of how I want to see HR get more involved overall and how HR can get more involved within sales teams and mandating initiatives, efforts, policies, compensation, benefits, and ways that we're supporting our salespeople and, frankly, employees overall within the company. So, as always, just a few thoughts, just a few perspectives, just pulled into my home. So it's time to go have a great evening with the wife. Love you all. Good night.